Everybody, I'm here at the We Stand America with Drew Montes Clark. He is a chiropractor by trade. He's running for Congress, and he's got an incredible story. He's a dad of multiple kids, they homeschool, and so it's an honor to have him with us. Drew, thanks very much for being here. Tell us real quick about the rhino problem, because you're running in a district where there is a rhino who voted to strip Marjorie Taylor Greene of her committee assignments. I mean, just doesn't really seem in alignment with the Republican principles as embodied in the platform. Do we have a rhino problem in the Republican Party?
We have a big problem, and I tell people we know there's going to be a red wave in 2022. I have no doubt about it. But I want to remind people that the first 2 years of President Donald Trump, we had the White House, we had the House, and we had the Senate, yet we still didn't get anything accomplished.
We couldn't even defund Planned Parenthood.
Right, right. So at that particular point, we have to understand that a red wave, yes, but that's not enough. We need a wave of patriots who are willing to stand tall for the Constitution, stand tall for God.
Amen. So you're a homeschool dad. Obviously, education is important to you. What reasons do you guys have for having chosen to make that decision?
Well, at this particular point, you could not pay me to put my kids in public education. And I'm a product of public education. Both my parents were educators. And I'm from Virginia originally, but my dad retired school board. My mom retired as an assistant principal. So I know full well the whole system. But right now, I think it was Lenin who said it, you know, give me a generation of kids and I'll change the world. Right. Well, the Marxist ideology that's running rampant in our country right now has had our kids for more than a generation. All right. So we have a big problem. And at this particular point, our kids are homeschooled. And there's only really a couple of schools that I support, Liberty University being one of them. So we use portions of their online academy to help with their homeschooling process. That's where my niece and nephew attend. My younger brother attended there. And I'm a diehard Hokie. I went to Virginia Tech. So it's hard for me to say that, but I want to support schools that embody the right principles. And as far as our public school system, I'm not willing to lose an entire generation of kids again while we try to fix it. So from my perspective, there's a figurative grenade that needs to be tossed in that direction. Blow it all up and let's rebuild it. Then maybe I'll consider it.
Amen. Yeah, I couldn't agree more with you. So we're at a conference here. We're basically right next to the border. The border is one of the key issues that our country's facing. What do you think about what's happening there right now? And what would you do in Congress? What would you do to hold the Biden administration accountable and to deal with this crisis?
Now, I respect the office of president and vice president. I do not respect the people who currently occupy it. So I think at this particular point, I've been to the border more than Kamala Harris has, even though she has been dubbed the border czar, or the immigration czar. She hasn't been here. It is an absolute travesty. It's not just a problem for border states. It's a problem for all states. And now we're seeing the evidence of how they're shipping these illegal aliens all across the country. So yes, they're coming across in these border states, but they're not staying there. And all the states are being impacted by it. It's a problem that we really need to address and need to do it yesterday. You talk about sex trafficking, that's through the roof at this particular point. And this is all supposed to be about humane treatment for people who want to be here. And I tell people all the time, I have a heart, I consider myself a man of God. So I don't blame people for seeking a better opportunity. What I blame is this administration for creating the circumstances that are leading to a detriment to people who are seeking that. So I was talking to someone the other day, I don't even know if I should say this, but I was talking to someone the other day who said, I've held little girls in my arms that have 22 different DNA samples inside of them. And I'll let people, and I have four daughters. So can you imagine how I feel with four daughters? And the situations that have been created by this administration happening at the border led to this.
It's unbelievable. It's so sad. Drew, what are some of the other issues that you think are critical that are facing America right now, that are facing your constituents in Florida? What are some of the key things?
Well, I tell you right now, the government overreach is a big thing, right? Because a lot of my district, they're Hispanic. A lot of them have come from Cuban, Venezuela. They've experienced communism firsthand. They can smell it a mile away and they want no parts of it. And when you look at the overreach that's coming from this administration, it reeks of what they just came out of. Right. So that was really what got me off the couch. And I had to be completely honest a couple months ago with the crowd. And I was like, look, we can blame the finger at the radical left. We can try to blame it at Democrats. I don't get into the whole Democrat thing, radical component that's trying to take this country. But in reality, we all need to look in the mirror. Right. Because all of us maybe could have done a little bit more. I know I could have done a little bit more. So I won't blame anybody else. But I'm awake now, right? I'm not woke. I'm awake. I'm awake. It's very different. But seeing the fact that churches were being closed down due to the government, and then picking winners and losers. So you have churches closed, strip clubs open. It was just a travesty. And then you start talking about all the censorship that's happening with ideas. I'm also a doctor. So if we're going to follow science, let's follow science. Let's not silence one opinion because we don't agree with it. That's not how science works. We lock ourselves in a room and we'll debate the facts and then come out and figure out who had the better ideas, better facts, and the data to support it. But when you silence an entire side, that's not science. That's communism. Let's call it for what it is. So I think government overreach is a big component. We start talking about education. Now, federally, I tell people the only thing that you want to hear from me federally is the federal government needs to stay out of it. But I do have an opinion locally, and kids are a big proponent of what's important to people now because we're indoctrinating them. Even for looking at this critical race theory stuff, that's divisive and dividing our country, it's problematic. And they're conditioning an entire generation of children in an ideology that separates America. And the only thing that brings down America is falling from within.
Well, Drew, it sounds like you've got quite a platform. Where can people learn more about you? What's your campaign website?
You can find my website. It's just my name. It's DrewMontezClark.com. DrewMontezClark.com. I've been endorsed by Veterans for America First, also General Flynn. So military is very big. Our veterans are very big for me as well. I tell people all the time, if you want to know where I stand on a specific subject, ask yourself two questions. What does God say about it? What does the Constitution say about it? That'll tell you exactly where I stand on it.
Fantastic litmus test. Well, Drew, we appreciate your time. Thank you very much for being with us, and we'll look forward to talking to you once you're in Congress.
100%. Thank you.